Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Military drones are leading surveillance efforts over WA's north coast. It's amid a surge in illegal fishing boats in northern waters following the arrival of suspected asylum seekers off the Kimberley coast earlier this month. New data revealing 216 boats have been intercepted in Australian waters compared to last year's 125. The Australian Livestock Exporters Council is supporting a request to delay the start of the live export ban. The State Agriculture Minister writing to the federal government calling for it to be pushed back by at least 10 days in hopes it'll allow for an extra shipment. CEO Mark Harvey Sutton says it brings to light the overarching push to revert the planned ban.
I'm asking Minister Watt to actually come and see producers in Western Australia. Even throughout this whole policy, not once has Minister Watt come down, gone onto a property and said to them why they are doing this policy.
Cable Beach has reopened today after closing due to a confirmed Irukandji sting yesterday afternoon. A stinger drag confirming the coast is clear. It's the second reported sting this week. New pathways for aspiring female entrepreneurs in Broome. The Academy for Enterprising Girls joining forces with Make It Happen HQ to deliver workshops at Broome Senior High School next month. Make It Happen founder Adele Peake says she can't wait to get stuck in.
We see this, I guess, as an opportunity to advance the next generation of First Nation female entrepreneurs, and are really excited to be a part of something that's delivering direct outcomes to our community where we reside.
In sport, round two of the North Pilbara Footy League gets underway tomorrow. South Hedland and Dampier to open the round from 4:30 at Kevin Scott Oval. Meantime, Wolves are hunting for their first win of the season against Cats, taking to the field at 6:30. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.